At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. You know, I hadn't had to fight this mic in a while. What is going on? I don't know. Can you hear me fine?
Yeah,
if I just leave it down here, does that matter? I yell.
Turn you up a little bit.
Yeah, I yell enough. It doesn't matter. I'm loud. All right. I shared the exciting news yesterday. All right. Zach Wiegert's officially going to be at the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp. Outland Trophy winner, national champion, 12-year NFL vet. Had his number 72 Nebraska football jersey retired. The number retired. College Football Hall of Famer. One of the GOATs. One of the greats. I'm excited to have Zach Wiegert at the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp, along with Eric Crouch, Heisman Trophy winner, Amon Green, the Ticket's own two-time national champ. I'll be wandering around, as always, speaking way too fast, way too loudly. Jake, don't laugh or agree, but way too often. Look, you're trying. Look, he's trying not to laugh. How dare you? All right. July 9th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. here in Lincoln, Nebraska, LYF, Lincoln Youth Football Fields. Learn more at CarrickerChronicles.com. Autographs are included. T-shirts are included. Who is this for? Boys and girls, K through 8th grade. If you played for quite a while and you're getting ready to close out a middle school, your middle school career, I guess I'm going to say that, but playing a middle school, getting ready for high school, and you're ready to take it to the next level, hey, these guys can help you with that. If you're just starting out or you got a youngster, learning the fundamentals at a young age is beyond one of the most important things that you can possibly do, along with instilling a love of the game. All right. Again, CarrickerChronicles.com to register if you'd like. And I'm just going to tease. We got one more coming. We got one more that I'm going to announce. I know who it is, and I have all the information. But I'm just going to tease the fine folks at home. He's pretty awesome. And actually, I'll give you a hint. I've interviewed him in person here on The Ticket last fall. All right. Now I'll go Carriker Chronicles football camp. Check it out. Information, CarrickerChronicles.com to register if you'd like. Lots of stuff to talk about. Hour 2. Heinrich Harburg, still the fastest Husker. Number 2 is a true freshman. That's after putting on 20 pounds. Harburg is now 240 as well. All right. Mickey Joseph calls out the NCAA. We have a clip. Final four predictions. But let's start with, will Trev Albert strike again? All right. So Texas A&M lost their head basketball coach. And if you look at who the odds-on favorite to be the next coach there are, you got Porter Moser, Chris, Jane, Fred, Hoiberg, Scott, Cross, Brad, Underwood. Did you catch that one name?
Yeah.
Now, I'm having a little bit of fun with this, okay? Because those are the odds. But we've heard nothing, you know, rumor and innuendo, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just having a little bit of fun here. But his name is on the list. I'm pretty sure he's going to stay at Nebraska. But what are your thoughts on this, Jake? Just that Hoiberg's name is on this list. How does that make you feel?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, obviously there is that connection back to Nebraska. But in another situation, I think that it would be alarming. Heck, if Nebraska made the NCAA tournament, I think it would be kind of interesting. But It feels like that would be, and again, no disrespect to Fred Hoiberg or anything, but that feels like that would not necessarily get A&M fans as excited as maybe some of the other names on that list or some of the names they're going after. As we know, with Texas A&M, they have deep pockets there, and they do care about football maybe slightly more than basketball, but they are going to, I assume they're going to go out and get a big-time hire. So it'll be interesting. They lost their coach to a program that I wouldn't necessarily – I was kind of surprised with the money that's at Texas A&M that happened to begin with, you know, with their coach going to Maryland. So that's kind of interesting to begin with. I don't know what kind of pool of money he's working with there because it's Texas A&M. I assume it's a lot. But again, you know, football is king down there. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting for Trev to get a hire. But it just doesn't feel like there would be – that just doesn't feel like the move, I would say, for Texas A&M, you know, to get them excited. Fred's done well for Nebraska, but again, if you put him at just about any other school that didn't have a long time, never won NCAA tournament, all this other stuff, his resume here at Nebraska isn't all that impressive to an outsider.
I have nothing to add. I was basically just having some fun with this, and I appreciate your thoughts. All right. A&M losing their basketball coach to Maryland. I would say Maryland probably doesn't have as much money, but more known for basketball. Yeah, probably equated to the move. All right, so I'd asked you earlier, bowling team women's gymnastics, did you ever find the information we were looking for on that, or you need a few more minutes?
Yeah, so quick update on those. Husker bowling is at regionals. They did take down, cuts down 2-0, and will play the winner of Arkansas State and Maryville in round two. So, good luck to them. And then men's gymnastics, tonight we'll be playing on BTN, the Big Ten Championship team in all-around final. Husker women's gymnastics are at second round of the NCAA Championships in Seattle. So everybody playing for, at the end of the season, and hopefully the Huskers in every which way can take it all the way. We'll see.
Yep. Best of luck to the bowling team, number one of the nation, and both of our gymnastics teams as their seasons continue on. I feel like it's like we're going to get to Harburg. 240, puts on 20 pounds, still the best top end speed of any Husker on the team. Who number two is? It is a true freshman. I'll just keep saying that because it's fun. But let's get to Mickey Joseph. You got that clip ready?
Yeah.
Him calling out the NCAA. Van Gundy. Is it Van Gundy or just Mike Gundy?
It's just Mike
Gundy. Van Gundy's a basketball coach. My bad. Mike Gundy calling out the NCAA. Basically, we should do the spring games if we want to. What are you going to do? Like a little kid challenging the so-called parent who nobody respects. That's how everybody looks at the NCAA right now. Mickey Joseph, and I think, makes a phenomenal point. I don't know Jake's thoughts on this, but play that Mickey clip. I think he makes a fair point.
We understand. I think the kids understand if they're here and if they're sophomores and they have a big year and a group of five or a power five approach them and they have the finances to pull them out of there and I can't match the finances, then you know what? They're going to go. That's part of it. Coach has been doing it for years. So we shouldn't get mad as coaches when these kids make decisions to take care of their family. Because like I said, I'm going to say it again, coach has been doing it for years. But I also think they need to be a buyout. If they move up for me and go to Group of Five and Power Five, I should get kind of a compensation for that, you know. So NCAA, if you're listening to me, I need a buyout.
I agree. It's business. This is business. I think a buyout is fair. My question is, who's paying the buyout? Is it the player or the school he's going to? I would assume he means the school he's going to. But what's your reaction to this, and what are your thoughts, Jake?
Yeah, it certainly is interesting. I think that you would, it'd have to be from the school, you would assume. The players.
You'd think so.
You wouldn't want to take a hit, but I mean, that's, you know, and again, you're kind of battling through what are we talking about here? Is it post-house versus NCAA settlement where the money is going from the university? Are we talking about NIL companies? Because that doesn't, you know, that would be kind of hard to make some sense of it. So it's interesting. I don't think that it's a bad idea as far as, you know, some of those smaller schools, which are going to take hits over the next, you know, several years. And with this kind of open free agency, right, that certainly probably has not helped them. I would like to see maybe something like that to help them. But at the same time, like you said, business is business. So if it's not necessarily for it, it's just kind of this, it's just in this interesting space, right, where who's looking out for everybody. That's a good idea for if everybody's out there, we're looking out for everybody in every program. But if it's going to end up being the Big Ten and the SEC, and then these other programs are going to have to kind of find their spot, and certainly Grambling, at a level even below, you know, MAC or whatever it might be, then it might be tough to see. I like it. I don't know the likelihood of seeing it happen.
Well, that's a great point. Yeah, we're probably not going to see it. Not unless there's a commissioner doing what's best for everybody. Big Ten and SEC have all the power. You think they're going to go, let's help Grambling State out. Let's help Mickey Joseph out. They have no interest in that. They're just going to be like, all right, that slimy agent that wanted to show us all the potential players we could poach and steal, let's go meet with that guy. We're not going to do what's best for everyone else. So the odds of this happening are not great. But I still think he is correct. So here's another quote from Mickey, and I quote, there needs to be a buyout. If they move up from me, Grambling State, and go G5 or Power 4, I should get compensation for that. End quote. He's 100% right. What's going to happen is the way it's set up right now.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The powers that be, the Power Four conferences, Big Ten, SEC specifically, they have the power, and they have no motivation to change this. Because right now, they can literally go, hey, we're going to take their best player, or we're going to take their best player, and we're going to take this school's best player, and we have more money than all of them, so there's nothing you can do about it. What's going to happen is the G5 schools and schools like Grambling, okay, their best players are going to get poached year after year, because these players are going to be like, hey, I can get more money, I'm going to go there, frankly, probably better opportunities, at least on the football field. So I'm going to go there. So that's what's going to happen. I doubt if anybody does anything about it. What's unfortunate is the separation from the top-end schools to the middle schools is just going to grow because of this. The separation from the top-end schools to the smaller schools is just going to grow. And frankly, the separation from the middle to the smaller schools is just going to be bigger as well. The haves are going to have more, and the have-nots are going to have less. It's unfortunate. It's just kind of the way it is. It's not the way it should be. To Jake's point, what we'd like to see is probably not what we are going to see. However, all right, what do you want to talk about next? We got Harburg. We got Final Four. What's your wish?
I'm intrigued by Harburg being the fastest Husker despite adding significant weight.
Okay. So there was a picture of a current player walking through the locker room, and you could see up on the TV they had the top-end speeds. And number one was Harburg. Number two is Dawson Merritt. So the two top-end speeds, according to what you could see, and it was pretty easy to see, number one was Harburg. I'm a Harburg. And I know he had the highest top-end speed last year. I know that because I got it from a credible source. So he had the best top-end speed of anybody on the team last year. It appears to this point that he has maintained it while adding 20 pounds, going from 220 to 240. And the number two player on the team with the best top-end speed on Nebraska's football team is freshman linebacker Dawson Merritt. What's your reaction to that? Because, man, when I interviewed Dawson, he comes across like a guy that people are just going to really like. You turn on the film, and you're like, yeah, I could see why Alabama and Nick Saban really wanted him. Boom, glad he's in Lincoln. What's your reaction when you hear that? What type of impact do you think Dawson Merritt can make this year as a true freshman?
Well, it's interesting between him and Christian Jones, some highly rated linebackers coming in. There are enough upperclassmen that I don't think they're going to be forced to play, but that's where you kind of think if they can force themselves to play, right? If they're good enough to force the coaches to put them out there on the field. And that's the one thing we always talk about. You can't teach speed. So whether that be special teams starting out or, even certain matchups, there's going to be some teams that are going to kind of grind you out and maybe want some more meat in there on your linebacker unit. And then there's going to be some units that are throwing the ball around too much, or, you're having trouble keeping up with the running back out of the backfield or something, where Dawson Merritt might make more sense there. So I think it's exciting, the versatility he's going to bring. Unfortunate that he's not able to play this spring. So I am excited for the future there at linebacker. Of course, some of the other additions they made in the transfer portal, again, I think will help more immediately, but it really just allows him to grow into a player. I'm really glad that as highly decorated as these guys coming in are, it's not like they have to play. We have to force them out there. We don't have a choice. They can kind of take the general path of adjusting, and if you are good enough to force yourself to play, then you can play.
Because we've talked about Vincent Shavers and Willis McGahee and Marquez Watson-Trent and Dawson McCullough at all these different positions on defense. And then we remember just a year behind them, here comes Christian Jones, who won the Buckus Award as the best linebacker out of every high school in the entire country. Don't take that for granted just because he's from Omaha. You got Dawson Merritt, who I knew was a freak athlete to begin with. But that's crazy about the top end speed. I remember all the way back to National Signing Day, early National Signing Day, which is really National Signing Day in December, Rhule flat out said he's looking for a lot of these guys to play and contribute early. He mentioned specifically on that day Cortez Mills, and he mentioned Dawson Merritt. So for me, when I look at that young, athletic, it's explosive linebacking core, it's very young, but man, the speed and athleticism is all over the place there. Our secondary has a bunch of experience. Hopefully there's better consistency in production next year. I do think coaches being on the same page in that defensive meeting room is going to be a gargantuan difference maker in a positive direction for Nebraska, because it doesn't matter how talented you are, how good the coaches are, if you've got too many cooks in the kitchen, the meal may not be that great. Okay. If you've got the right ingredients, but you got different chefs throwing in different ingredients at the wrong amounts and maybe the wrong type of ingredients, whether it's a good ingredient or not. Like, I'll tell you right now, I used to make cornbread when I was growing up. There is a big difference between baking powder and baking soda in cornbread. I found this out the hard way. I made it with baking soda one time. Oh my, one of the most disgusting things I've ever eaten. Like, to this day, my parents will still make fun of me for it. Hey, you using that baking soda? That's 20 years later, not funny anymore, but they think it's funny. So my point is, they've got good ingredients in that defensive room. Those chefs, if they're working together, a little to a whole lot a bit more better this year, follow that English, Jake, it's going to bring a better result. We'll see how it plays out. A lot of former defensive coordinators in that room, can they get on the same page? I think they will. I just got to see it play out. The defensive line, like Rhule said, we're going to have one of the best defensive lines around. That's exciting to me. I still got to see it. I just got to see it. But the athleticism at linebacker and the future at that position is exciting for me as well. Harburg, we've gone through this whole thing. And the main guy we were, kind of with the top end speed that we were going to talk about, Harburg, haven't talked about him much. So there is, let me see if I can find it real quick. I know I've got it. All right. Evan Bland, shout out to Evan. Basically, as walk-on success stories tend to fade nowadays in college football, in the NIL era, Luke Lindenmeyer, according to Evan, is pretty clearly the number one tight end right now. And I quote, "All it takes is one person to believe in you," end quote. I assume that's from Lindenmeyer quoting that. So I guarantee Harburg's going to get reps at tight end. I still see him as this ultimate chess piece, this 240 pounds with great top end speed who runs like a freaking bowling ball. And I'm excited to see what Dana Holgorsen is going to do with him. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's certainly interesting because I think there's just an assumption that he's just going to be a great tight end. I think there's a lot of people that hope that he can be one of Nebraska's top weapons. Of course, that's easier said than done, but he has the athleticism to do so. They've been saying that since his quarterback days, obviously early on as a sophomore, so that he had NFL athleticism. And again, that it continues to show in instances like this. But we'll put it this way, at least in the passing game, he better step up to be their lead, kind of passing tight end. Because Lindenmeyer is good, but I think he's seen more as like kind of an inline blocker. He kind of snuck out of the backfield a few times or off the line a few times and made some plays. But remember, last year, that's your third tight end, right? Borkature went off to Texas A&M, Fedoni off to the NFL. So they definitely need both of them to step up. But it's kind of like trying to read in between the lines about all this with Harburg about, yeah, he's going to be a big weapon for us, or he's got a long way to go, so they're kind of feeding you both sides of it. But I think ultimately he will be a really good weapon for Nebraska if they find out how to utilize him, which is interesting because last year, did they utilize him in the right ways? They usually have a play almost every game of some sort of pass threat, type of play, but was it ultimately all that successful, or what, you know, was it utilized correctly?
No, it was a waste last year. Holgorsen tried to do some things with him wildcat at quarterback late in the year. It was a waste. They wasted a year with Heinrich Harburg. It's funny. You mentioned, I went specifically back to my tweet after Holgorsen's press conference. I've got it in front of me. You can see the picture of Heinrich right there that I used. Because you're talking about, they're kind of saying two things at once. And here's what I put. Heinrich Harburg is one of the most intriguing players on this year's team. By the way, follow me on X if you got nothing better to do with your life. Dana Holgorsen called him, and I quote, a work in progress, end quote, to Jake's point. And also said, and I quote, he's really going to help us, end quote. Like, what in the world does that mean? Here's what I think it means. At tight end, he's a work in progress. In this offense in general, I can move him all over the place. These are me putting words in Holgorsen's mouth or me trying to interpret what I think he said. I can move him all over the place, and I can create matchup nightmares with that. That's what I think he meant and what I think he means, okay? Anything before we go to break, Jake?
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We got more when we come back.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.